There's new guidance from the Federal Centers for Disease Control about what to do with people injured by e-cigarette use after they're released from the hospital. As WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, the University of Rochester Medical Center has treated dozens of those patients.
Nicholas Naka is a medical toxicologist at URMC. He says the new guidance reflects a risk that patients will be discharged from the hospital and then their symptoms will return. Sometimes they're fatal.
That's never a good thing, to be sent home from the hospital and then come back in a short amount of time. And it's obviously even worse to if any of those patients end up dying after being discharged from the hospital.
The CDC's previous guidance had been to get patients to a doctor for follow-ups within about 2 weeks. Now the agency says that should happen within 2 days. Naka says some of the patients seen at URMC go back to vaping within days of being treated for their lung injuries. He says addiction is probably only partly to blame.
Even after one has been diagnosed with a lung injury, they may not believe the diagnosis, they may not believe the cause of the diagnosis, and they may leave the hospital and resume vaping in short order.
The latest evidence from the CDC points to illicit vape products in most of the injury cases. But public health officials are still urging people not to vape at all until they figure out exactly what's causing the lung damage. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.